Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. You're listening to Podcast 890A. Thanks for downloading us. Tell your friends about us, I hope. And we'll try and give you the latest medical information and especially what it means to you. Today, we're going to talk about beer breath, why drinking alcohol may give you more than bad breath. Even mild brain injuries, we learned 2 weeks ago, increase your chance of getting long-term dementia. Now, we know that even mild brain injuries may increase your chances of Parkinson's disease as well. And why is romaine lettuce still so bad? We'll tell you about that too. And the FDA is cracking down on juuling and youth e-cigarette use. Is that correct? And they're also, the CDC is warning you about wearing more mosquito repellent. Are there foods you can avoid to help you avoid mosquitoes loving you? Curbing salt intake could add years to your life, maybe. And the other top story, kids with rapid aging, that rare disease, get hope a little bit from a new study disease. And the last top story, more kids have autism, better diagnosis may be the reason. Let's go through those in rapid fire and what they mean to you. The first story I want to talk about is beer breath. Well, swirling beer in your mouth increases your risk of decreasing good bacteria. And the good bacteria prevent periodontal disease, prevent you from getting cancer, heart disease, even memory dysfunction. So you want good bacteria, and those good bacteria are really key. But what's the problem? Well, the problem is that those good bacteria get wiped out by alcohol. So maybe we're going to have a probiotic chaser, that is a chaser to drink a probiotic to every beer so that you have good bacteria that prevent you. But in any case, the point is don't swirl alcohol and maybe do take a probiotic or maybe just some sauerkraut or yogurt with probiotics in it or kimchi after every couple of beers you have. Even mild brain injury may increase the chances of getting dementia and Parkinson's. Yes, we learned from a large study 2 weeks ago that dementia was more common after minor injuries. How more common? About 50% more common. That is, although it wasn't common to get dementia after brain injury, that the more you had, the more common it was, and even minor injuries, like you get from just heading a soccer ball or getting kicked in a minor way, doing water aerobics increases your risk of dementia. And it did it by about 50%. Well, this week we learned another study that the same minor injuries also can increase your risk of getting Parkinson's disease, again, doubling it. Romaine lettuce, the E. coli outbreak is sending about 10% of people to the hospital with serious illness. Usually it's only 5%. Is that because we're more tolerant of a little gastric upset and diarrhea? Or is it because this is a worse strain of E. coli? And the answer is we don't know. The FDA is telling kids, stop juuling, stop using all these crazy e-cigarette devices. We aren't getting kids off cigarettes. We're getting them addicted to cigarettes with the Juul and other devices in the surveys that have been done. So watch your kids. Tell them this is really dangerous. One fill of the Juul device with the standard Juul nicotine solution gives you the amount of nicotine in a carton, not a pack of cigarettes, not one cigarette, a carton of cigarettes. Horrible. It should really be banned, I think, in my humble opinion. Curbing salt intake, does it make a difference? Maybe. It does in salt-sensitive hypertension, but there's so few people with that. We don't know how much of a difference it makes. The calculation done by some leading authorities is it would save about 4,000 lives a year in the United States. I don't know if that's true. It's clearly a risk to get way too much. Clearly a risk if you have salt-sensitive hypertension, which means you have a big increase in blood pressure when you're drinking, when you're eating salt. I don't know how much of a risk it is for the rest of us. Kids with rare rapid aging disease, progenera disease, which means you age too fast, got a drug when some of them were treated for cancer. And this was a drug that is intended for cancer, but when they got it, they're extending their life from about 14 years to about 15 and a half. They're getting about 1.7 years. This is the first time a drug has been shown to extend lifespan for children with progeria. This gives us hope in both understanding what it is, and you say, well, it's only 1.5 years, but if you're a loved one of that kid, that's a lot of extra years, or a lot of percentage time. So there's hope on this. There's nothing for the rest of us, but just to understand, we are getting more data on studying aging. One more study I want to talk about. More kids have autism. It's gone from 1 in 160 in 2007 to 1 in 69 in 2012. 2014 data say 1 in 58. That's 1.7% of us. Increasing the diagnosis in Hispanics and African Americans. Excuse me. Maybe the reason, in other words, it may be not that more kids are getting it, but that the diagnosis is being sharpened and being made at an earlier age. We hope it is being made at an earlier age. Remember, there's a shortage of pediatricians who are trained in developmental biology, who know how to deal with this. My wife is one of them, and she heads the program at Case Western Reserve University in this. Takes about 6 months to get to see someone who's a real expert in this. But those people who you see help your kid become a normal tax-paying kid. That is, my wife's job is to, she says, is to help the family, help the child become a taxpayer. The point of that is you want to diagnose it and to get treatment as early as possible to help the kid become as productive as the kid can be. So that's the major subjects and the major topics this week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, 891A, 891A. Thanks very much for listening. Tell your friends about us. Download us. We will tell you what it means to you from the health information. One more story. The CDC has said that the mosquito-borne illnesses have spread wildly. What is causing you to be so attractive to mosquitoes? That's right. What's causing them to be so widely available is or are extra mosquitoes and the warmer weather and your attraction. Avoid cheese. They love, mosquitoes love people who've had Camembert cheese. We don't know why, but all of the cheeses seem to cause the mosquitoes to love you more. So avoid cheese. You should be doing it anyway, just like you should be avoiding red meat and egg yolks to avoid those proteins that change the bacteria inside you to cause inflammation. But in addition, cheese has that special property of attracting mosquitoes to you. Wear mosquito repellent, wear DEET, wear long clothing if you're going out at times the mosquitoes are also going out. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Importantly, not only do we know what is key for you, but it is what you can do to live at the top of your curve till very near the end. We have some great guests, by the way, so do listen to the B segments and download them as well. And thanks again for downloading us. Please do rate us and tell your friends about us. And one more thank you. Thank you, Ben, for great engineering.